My name is Jerry Pratt, and I'm the Economic Development Officer with Clearwater County. Welcome to the third episode of our podcast series that seeks to explore issues that impact the well-being of our residents and businesses. In this episode, we continue our exploration of internet access and education by examining some of the implications of connectivity for student outcomes. In a recent study of over 3,000 students, researchers at Michigan State University found that over 64% of students without a reliable internet connection left homework unfinished. Students with no home access, slow home access, or cell-only access had approximately half a letter grade lower overall GPAs than students with fast home internet access. The effects of the pandemic have exacerbated the problems of internet connectivity. Students and teachers are only beginning to recover from a difficult year in education, in which parts of Canada had school closures of more than 31 weeks while reading scores dropped for young children. The digital mobilization of education has left many parents anxious about the availability of high-speed internet.
For work and for school, access to broadband is essential. But for those in the rural northern parts of the province, it's not always available. Finding solutions was urgent before, and the pandemic has only amplified that.
Photos provided by boards show a massive mobilization effort underway across the country to collect, tag, and distribute devices to kids in need.
Some families have been given computers for their kids, but if you live in rural Ontario, as our interview showed, there's no fast fix for slow internet.
I feel like we're at a disadvantage because we don't have internet that works in a reliable way. And I feel bad for my kids because I wish they could get the full experience.
To find out more about how internet access contributes to learning outcomes, I spoke with Stacy Wigley, principal of West Central High School. Our guest, Stacy Wigley, who is the principal for West Central High School with us. So welcome.
Thank you.
So we are talking about internet access, but specifically this is going to be about students and what they're able to do because of the internet. So we sort of have three phases of life that we're thinking about now. What was life for students and learning like with internet access before COVID?
Well, for our high school, primarily our instructional delivery is face-to-face. Students coming to classrooms, interacting with their teachers, accessing the resources that they need to learn skills and content, and then using different modalities to show their learning.
Okay.
As education has progressed, we are personalizing education for students more and more. So that might look like the type of access students have, when they can access their learning and show their learning. And that kind of flexibility requires online and an internet ecosystem for us to be able to do that.
Yeah, a small town doesn't always have the ability to offer all the courses that a student might get access face-to-face with.
Absolutely.
In a larger center.
Yeah.
And online, even at the school, allows students to be able to get more, right?
Mm-hmm. So we actually had a situation like that with our Math 31 course this semester. It was very low enrollment, and we were able to partner with Black Gold and access a virtual calculus course for the four students in our school that wanted it for their post-secondary program. So that flexibility for smaller rural schools is crucial.
Okay, yeah. So that's life before COVID. Now, of course, COVID came and student schools were shut down. And even when schools opened, some students were choosing to stay at home. So how has access to internet changed education over the past year and a half for your school?
Well, I think the pandemic certainly highlighted and emphasized the fact that reliable, stable, high-speed internet is no longer a luxury. It is a requirement. For students who had to stay home for isolation, whether they were close contact or they were ill, or during those periods of lockdown that the provincial government put into place, students without internet were basically cut off from teaching and learning. I think sometimes we forget as well the power of relationships that students and teachers have and the supporting nature students or parents, teachers have in student learning. And when they don't have that connection, it can be really isolating. And students fell behind, and lots of anxiety, hopelessness, it made things very difficult.
Right. And because of, again, even though the schools were back, some students had to stay home for 2 weeks because of they were exposed to somebody. So yeah, they couldn't even get catch up very easily that way because things kept changing.
Yeah.
To school, back home, yeah. So now that we're seeing those restrictions starting to come down, fortunately, and going into next September, hopefully it's a regular, whatever regular means, school year, how do you see programming going forward? Like, how is many courses moved online that might not have been online before? How do you see online courses and even the school taking advantage of internet access going forward?
Well, you mentioned earlier the necessity of a small rural school taking advantage of those different techniques in order to offer more to our students. So it's not just that we have kind of a smaller enrollment and so a more limited offering. It's also the kinds of resources that students can access and the different ways that they can show their learning, that being online and the wide variety of technologies that are available for students and teachers to work together collaboratively in a digital space and create products and projects that have authentic audiences, that's really engaging for students. And it just broadens the opportunity in so many different ways.
Now, there's the formal learning with the formal classes, but I know schools encourage students to learn outside of regular curriculum items as well. Have you seen any projects or anything that students have been able to develop and grow on because they have internet access?
Well, I think, you know, kids are pretty resourceful. And just like anybody else, if you have a particular area of interest, whether it's a hobby or whatever, having the access to internet just allows you that much more access to experts, tutorials. There's different ways to practice your skills, present your ideas to the world. So like I said earlier, it really isn't a luxury anymore. It's part of the fabric of our lives, of our economy. And if we're not thinking forward about how to integrate this technology into teaching and learning, we're putting our kids at a real disadvantage.
I know, like in larger schools where they might be able to have psychology courses or specific art design courses, it's just not always possible here. But yeah, internet access allows them to either through a formal setting with an actual teacher teaching it, or just through the additional YouTube and Khan Academy courses, be able to take all of those things and still become an art expert or a psychology expert here in small town Alberta.
Yeah.
It's incredible how much has changed. I went to a very small school in Eastern Alberta, and our one option course was accounting. That was basically it. And so I took it because there, as an option course, there weren't any other options available. And yet today, my son is able to look and say, oh, I want to do this and this and this. And some of them are formal, some of them not. And the opportunities are endless now. So that was my conversation with Stacey Wigley of West Central High School. We thank her for taking the time to provide her thoughts on the importance of internet access and the evolution of modern classrooms. For more information about Clearwater County's broadband internet project, please visit www.clearwatercounty.ca/broadband and follow us on Facebook and Twitter to keep up to date on county news. Check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/ClearwaterCounty to view other county videos. That's it for this episode. Please stay tuned for more. My name is Jerry Pratt. Thank you for joining us.